looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
People you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to the best at breakfast. And now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, we have a big report into the recent floods being delivered today. 5 months in the making, prepared by the former Police Commissioner Mick Fuller and the former Chief Scientist Mary O'Kane. It's expected to highlight some of the biggest flaws in our response and suggest a smarter way in the future. That includes banning people from building on floodplains and acquiring homes in those areas, a first responders program where community members will be trained in flood rescues, because we know in Lismore, for example, locals use their own tinnies to save people from drowning. So those people would be offered formal training. We're also expecting a partial merger of the SES and the Rural Fire Service. So there would be a merger of sorts between the SES and the RFS, with emergencies to be coordinated out of RFS headquarters in Homebush. The controversial outfit Resilience New South Wales will be stripped of a lot of its powers and responsibilities. It's essentially gone. I'd expect a few other senior bureaucrats to be marched as well, but that won't happen immediately. The Premier is expected to support every recommendation in the 700-page report. But that brings us to one of these recommendations we're expecting. According to The Australian, the report discusses the benefits of raising the wall at Warragamba Dam. It says extending the dam wall by 14 metres would have the single largest impact on flood mitigation. So if the Premier is going to accept every recommendation, then is he going to follow this one? In the event of a catastrophic flood, 55,000 people in the Hawkesbury Nepean would be forced to evacuate. That figure would reach 135,000 by 2041. And at the same time, thousands will be unable to get out of danger because of unreliable forecasting and risky roads. Future weather events could trap them in their homes. And raising the dam wall would reduce the number of people unable to evacuate by nearly 90%. It would reduce the number of homes flooded by about 75%. So how many times do we need to hear this before doing something about this? It's been on the agenda since the early 1990s. So think about that. When Sydney was thinking about bidding for the 2000 Olympic Games, we're also thinking about raising the dam wall. We got the Olympics, but nearly a quarter of a century on, nothing's been done about the dam wall. The Department of Planning and Environment says if we increase the wall by 14 metres, the damages would be reduced from $8 billion to $2 billion. Infrastructure New South Wales says flood damages would be reduced on average by 75%. It won't stop all floods, but it will significantly reduce the risk. A press release from 2016 from the office of the then Premier Mike Baird says, Mike Baird has announced that the New South Wales government plans to raise the wall of Warragamba Dam to significantly reduce the risk of flooding. That's dated June 17, 2016. Here we are, August 17, 2022, and the shovels are still in the shed. The project remains in limbo, weighed down by red tape. The final business case is yet to be delivered. The cost has blown out from $690 million to at least $2 billion. And that's due to these biodiversity credits, which require governments to pay compensation for any disturbance to the local environment. We're now told that those credits cost more than the build itself. And I get the feeling the Premier is gun-shy because of the price tag, and I understand that, but I think he's going to have to bite the bullet on this one. His government promised to do it in 2016. The Department of Planning and Environment supports it. So does Infrastructure New South Wales. So does the Water Minister, Kevin Anderson. And now the benefits are contained in this major flood report commissioned by Dominic Perrottet, which is going to be released today. a report that was co-authored by the former Police Commissioner Mick Fuller and scientist Mary O'Kane. Dr. O'Kane, by the way, spent 10 years as the New South Wales Chief Scientist and Engineer. She knows what she's talking about. We're constantly told to listen to the experts. Well, Premier, the experts say, get it done. The financial cost will be huge, but the cost of not acting will be even greater. We await those findings to be handed down today by the former New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller and the former Chief Scientist of New South Wales, Mary O'Kane.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.